Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for bring us come together in beautiful fellowship to start our morning prayer. We pray that Holy Spirit come here and be with us and then lead us to the word, to the fellowship, and also when we pray together, we pray according your will. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. So, I just want to share one verse from James chapter 4, 14. Yet, you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanish away. We just passed the first semester in 2025. What I feel in this year, time so fast. I don't know how about you guys. I need to hear from someone who already almost 80. The story is too long. Yeah. Every morning wake up, it feels, morning again. I wish I can sleep 2 more hours. And then, oh my goodness, it's already January, February, March, and now we are enter July, December, and then fasting again. So the cycle is so fast. Yeah, the Bible said our life, although so fast, also short. It is even, it's like a vapor. Vapor is something when you boil the water, then the smoke going up, and then vanish away. Vapor is a water that has not yet taken a form. Yeah, taken a form. So I can say vapor and fog almost similar. You can see clearly fog, but vapor only when you cook, then you can see. In one area in Indonesia, what we call Boyolali, a few years ago, our mission team go there, and then we go to the mountain area, which is, that area is very nice, but they have soil who cannot hold the water. So in the rainy season, they get a lot of water. But at the dry season, there is no water. That's why every house need to make big container so that water, they can keep the water. Yeah. That's the reason I told one of the sisters who want to join my mission trip, then I say, we go to area that difficult water. Are you sure you want to join? And the father say, no. So how they get the water when dry season? So they make a kind of net so that they can hold the fog in the morning, so that by holding the fog with the net, then the fog become water. So the farmer use this technology in order to have water in dry season. Yeah. So what I want to share is how we maximize our life in this short time by change the vapor become water. Otherwise, the vapor can go away, but the water, something we need, something we enjoy, something we can share to other people. Of course, brothers and sisters, salvation is the grace of God. But the crown, Stephanos, only give for someone who can take and get the water, and then we can share to other people. Yeah. That's why this morning, in very short time, I propose a concept of life with what I say in one sentence: life in purpose, work for eternity, and enjoy the blessing while on earth. Do you agree with this sentence? Yeah. Life with purpose, work for eternity, and enjoy His blessing while on earth. This sentence contains three parts of life. We cannot put enjoy the blessing first before you have life in purpose and then work for eternity. So the structure must start with life in purpose. Today, I see that many people, they accept Jesus Christ and then they go to baptize, but they still live without new purpose. Yeah. So baptism just a kind of ceremony. But if you remember that why we do baptism, because we want to imitate the same life like Jesus. When we put on the water, that means we died for all life. And then when we come out from the water, that means we start new life. When we talk, we start new life, this is include your purpose. You must start with your purpose first. Otherwise, you cannot have the goal. Must start with purpose. I remember that Paul said on Philippians chapter 1, for me, died is a gain. If I need to live, I need to live for God. He has new purpose. And then in chapter 3, Paul said, I have a lot of that I can show up, but I throw away. I just want to catch Jesus and experience His resurrection and the power of resurrection. So this means Paul really put down his old purpose and then start with new purpose. Today, we need to ask again, do I live with a purpose? Then if we say yes, can we write down, do this purpose similar like the first time when I believe Jesus Christ, or now we live without purpose? We live without purpose. People who live without purpose, is very easy to leave the church, even to let go their ministry, and even they can move to other religion. So we must go back. What is your life purpose? Yeah. And this life purpose is very important. Sometimes we can lose our purpose after we get married. Why I say like this? Many teenager and youth, they are so okay in youth time. But after that, they get married. First of all, they talk to maybe pastor. I always call him Pastor Matt Chung. Matt, I'm sorry. I cannot join in worship ministry. Or they find Miss Lisa and say, Miss Lisa, I'm sorry, I cannot help Sunday school. So they withdraw one by one. What happened, brothers and sisters? Because they don't have strong purpose. Yeah, strong purpose. That's number one. Number two, work for eternality. Work, yeah. You need to make this purpose become real by doing something. That's why my question is, what are you doing now? Yeah, what are you doing now? I'm so happy to see Sikh youth people using their summer holiday go to Indonesia. This is a new start to work for God's kingdom. Yeah, I pray that all SP members also work for God's kingdom. Don't give God the rest, but we must put God the best. I repeat again this sentence. Don't give God the rest, but we must put God the best by work for Him. Doing Indonesian ministry make me don't have holiday on public holiday. The reason because public holiday is holiday for the sister. That's why I need to change it 12 times for a year. And this is part of the ministry. Yeah, I will not lock the church and then say, you go, enjoy yourself. No, for them, the church is a place where they can take a rest, encounter God, and then have fellowship. Yeah. And another way that what my family used to do is we never celebrate our birthday on Sunday. If my birthday on Sunday, then we celebrate on Saturday or on Monday. Yeah. Because celebration can be do it one day early or one day after. No matter what, we still enjoy our celebration. And we try the best for God. We don't want to put the rest. Yeah, we don't want to put the rest. This is what we do it. I know that many of us has a lot of family problem because of time. Yeah, because of time. But sometimes the problem come not because of time. The problem come because of our worry about their future. That's why we push everything to the children. That's why they don't have time. We don't have time. They are stressed. And also the mother and the father also stressed. Because start life with pushing. Something like that. Yeah. I wonder, do this a style of modern family or not? But I don't have any word to talk more. But I think this because something worry. But when we talk about worry, remember Matthew chapter 6, 25 to 34. Talk about worry, and then finally, chapter 6, verse 33 said, "Seek thy kingdom first, and then everything will give it to you." So, God sees you when you work for Him. God will prepare everything the best, even in a small part, And then God can use very simple people to support and to minister you. One sister, I didn't hope, but she came to me. She called me, Father, You won't go to Indonesia? Oh yeah. Yesterday, I worked for Grandpa. And then Grandpa gave 1,000 for me after I cleaning. 500 for you and 500 for me. 500 for you so that you can enjoy and then buy food. I buy the food and then bring back to Hong Kong. That simple one, God can open and then influence someone to support you. So my question is, what are you doing now? Yeah, what are you doing now? Do you put God the best or you put God the rest? In finance position, yeah, every time I get transferred from SP, I always put my tithe. This is my tithe. This is for you. This is for buy something. And then I use the rest. I use the rest. And usually when I use the rest, there is always left over every month. That's why I can buy an apartment in Hong Kong. Because I put this and I give this tithe offering. It's not for 1 year, but I did it for almost 40 years. When I still youth, I keep all my salary, give it to God. So I feel that every person in this room need to think, I give the best or I give the rest. What are you doing? The third point, what we call enjoy blessing. From fog of favor become water. That means something that you can enjoy. Yeah, something that you can enjoy. God always wants us to enjoy His blessing. My style in mission trip is, beside we do ministry, we also want to enjoy the trip. That's why PSM asked me, did you lead mission trip or you lead food trip? Then I said, both. Yeah, both. At the end of mission trip, we always have a feast. So go to the city and then order good seafood and then we enjoy. Because my understanding is fog and favor become water. That means something that you can enjoy. You see, the first miracle in the Bible who write in the book of John is water become wine. Yeah. Wine is something you can enjoy, make you happy. Yeah. In the creation, you can see that God prepared everything. And then after finish, then He created Adam and Eve. Why He prepared everything? Because God wants us to enjoy. No need to wait too long to enjoy your life. Yeah. Just start enjoying now. Yeah. What does it mean spending time together, husband and wife? I no need go to overseas so that I can spending time together with my wife. I just take a walk from my home to this church, 20 minutes, hold hand. By holding hand, I want to let her know that I will hold you till the end of my life. This is what I call spending time. Yeah, spending time. And then we take tram, go to Causeway, and then this is my spending time. Yeah, so we buy a food today, a lot of lunch box, and then one box we share together. Of course, my portion is bigger than my wife. And we enjoy and spending life. So usually, when we go to overseas, bring our children, do we spending time with the children? I don't think so. We just shopping A, shopping B, and make the children so tired. I have my granddaughter. I no need to spend $100 spending time with her and make her happy. What I'm doing, I just buy one water gun, which is only $10, and then I make or I blow the balloon, and then I buy four fish, and then I ask her to move it, change the water, everything, and really make her happy. And then time for go home, she always say, I don't want to go home. Why? Because I don't want to go home. So by doing this, we enjoy life. Yeah, we no need to say that I want to keep money. After 60, 65, then I will go around the world. Brothers and sisters, sometimes too late if we use this kind of style to enjoy the life. I'm worried when after 65, your teeth is not too strong to eat steak. Your knee is not too strong to climb a great wall. Your body is not too strong to hold winter or summer. So enjoy it every day. Enjoy every day. By enjoy every day, now you can know that God really bless you. So why don't we start this life with this sentence? Life in purpose, work for eternity, and enjoy the blessing of God while on earth. God bless us. Remember, life is so short. Like a feather can disappear very soon. Keep watching. And then get this feather. Change it become water. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do it as soon as you can. Do it as much. Take it as much as you can. Set up your life goal. Pay attention with the goal. Pay the price, and you will see water come to your life and enjoy. Let's praise God this morning.
The more I seek you, the more I find you, the more I find you, the more I love you. I wanna see your feet drink from the cup in your hands, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming. The more I seek you, embrace you and breathe, feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. Mountain, your peace is overwhelming. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hands, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than stand. I'm melting, your peace is overwhelming.
Brothers and sisters, let us set up again our goal and then ask ourselves, did I work for the goal? Yeah. Is our life like a mobile phone? Now it is a time to restart so that we go back to the first time when we accept Jesus, when we said, God, this is my life, I want to give it to you. I pray that you want to use me. If you already do this, now it is a time to stop if you are tired and enjoy the blessing that God already gave it to you. The biggest enemy is word few and worry. That's why we need to kick out those two things, and then we ask the word of God come and fill our life again. Thank you, Father. You remind us that life is short, but still there is a room to change a favor become water. Thank you for remind us that we need to set up our goal. We need to see what I doing now. And thank you because you also ask us to enjoy your blessing day by day. Now we are happy because you already encouraged us. We continue with our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. So let us pray together for Sunday worship, Sunday school, youth, adult worship, in all SP family, like Spinsville, even overseas. Let's pray for the pastor who shared the word. May God bless them. Let's pray together. Let also pray for our brothers and sisters who are in sick. like Marco's daughter, other person that you know. We bring them into God's hand. We pray that miracle come upon their life. House church is about in break season, but we have two summer Bible class. Let's pray for those classes so that church member can enjoy, be equipped more understanding about hearing God's voice and how to share the gospel. Pray for the tutor who share his that experience in leading these classes. Let's pray together. Let's also pray for house church leader. Yeah, they just finished doing ministry for the first semester. During this summer period, summer break, they can download the church before start for the second semester. Let's pray for your house church leader and for all the house church who serve in this church. Last for me, let's pray for all church members so that God help them to transform from self-centered to God-centered in their heart, mind, and their life. Let's pray together. run prayer request this morning.